That's what she said. Yeah. We look, man, you know, it just seems like the show flew by.
In 3, 2, 1. Holy sh! It's time for another Johnny B. Meltdown.
All right. So yesterday, you know, this is kind of piggybacking the whole discussion about the game because this happened during the game and it was based around the game. And I don't know if I'll get in trouble for this one. Don't care at this point. Because I'm sure this company spends money here. They spend money everywhere. They also make a lot of money. Which is why I'm not happy.
I mean, it's a thing that happened.
Yes. You know? And I'm going to talk about it. So, I wanted to hang out with you, Will, for the game. We talked about it for, you know, at least a week before the game. Now, it's an away game. If I go out to watch an away game in public, I'll go out with my Bucks Invasion guys. And they were out in North Tampa last night. But I was like, you know what? Will and I haven't sat and watched a game together in a while. And I was like, I'm going to drive out to St. Pete. Because, you know, Will doesn't like to drive far. And I'm used to it. So we were trying to decide where we're going to watch the game. And look, I could have sat on my couch. I made a giant pot of curry and jasmine rice. I could have kicked my feet up on my couch and not spent a penny and watched the entire game. Just uninterrupted. Without some jack-off drinking wine, giving misinformation 4 seats away from me. So we tried to decide where we're going to go. You said Ferg's. And I would love to have went to Ferg's, but
I should have went.
I would, in retrospect, but I was afraid I wouldn't be able to find parking. It would be packed because people like to get to Ferg's 3 hours before a game to make sure they got a good seat, and we weren't going to be there that early. So I was like, "What about Hooters?" You know, I've been to the one on 4th Street before. We did, you know, a fantasy draft there a few years ago for the
Great
Johnny
place.
B show.
Love it.
Yeah,
Great
man.
Food.
I like girls and wings and beer and all the stuff that happens there. So I look on the website because, you know, I'm a 49-year-old man now, so I like to, you know, do my due diligence before I drive 40 minutes in one direction. I look on the website. It says they close at 10 o'clock. Well, the game's at 8:30, 8:20, but they didn't kick off till after 8:30. So I go, well, there's a conflict. Let me call them real fast to make sure because they have to be staying open for the game. People are going to come there to watch the game. It's Hooters. There's TVs everywhere. There's beer and wings and things. So I call. Lovely young lady. I couldn't see her, but she sounded lovely. Answers the phone. And I said, yes, ma'am. Are you guys staying open for the Bucks game tonight? And she goes, oh, yes. Yes, we are. Perfect. So I text you, and I'm like, yeah, I'll see you at Hooters. I'll be there at 7:30, baby. I got there at 7:20. You were already there. We both got there early.
Mm-hmm.
So, we sit there. First of all, if you have a bar, have a footrest on your bar.
That's why it's called a bar.
I've seen this before, and I hate it.
I
was
it
so
too.
Uncomfortable.
I hate it.
Trying
too.
To, like, what do you do with your goddamn feet, right? Like, yeah, I could put my feet on the little chair, bottom of the chair, but I'm a fat, stubby leg bitch. It's not comfortable. If you got a bar, put a footrest on the bottom of the bar.
That's why it's called a bar.
I know, because of the bar.
Right.
God damn. That part I didn't like, but that's not what my meltdown's about. So we're sitting there, you know, we're spending money. We're pounding drinks. I ordered 10 wings. Then I ordered 20 shrimp for us to share. I ordered tater tots. I ordered french fries. I ordered all kinds of stuff. We're having a good time. We're watching the game. There's a couple annoying people around us, but, you know, it's fine. That's when you're in the bar. Everything's good. Sure, I'm uncomfortable. You know, my left ass cheek is completely asleep because there's no bar at the bar. And I'm trying to adjust myself. I'm like, oh, that's fine. No big deal. Yes, I have lower back problems all the time. You know what? I'm watching it. We're having a good time. And then halftime comes.
Mm-hmm.
And the bartender says, hey, we're calling last call. Well, first of all, they closed the kitchen, like, in the second quarter. And I'm
yeah.
like, I'm like, that sucks because I like to graze throughout the game. I like to get some fries. I like to get some different stuff.
Still didn't grasp the situation. I thought, oh, maybe they're just closing the kitchen early and the bar will stay open,
right.
I guess.
That's exactly what I thought, too. I go, that's
That just seems counterproductive if the game's going to be on until like 11:30.
I probably would have ordered, you know, more stuff.
100%. You know, people probably would have saw they were open and just jumped in there and ordered 20 wings like real fast. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, okay. I mean, because that's what businesses are there for, is to make money, I'm sure. You know, so halftime's there. You know, there's no kitchen anymore. But I'm like, well, Will and I will drink some more beers and we'll watch the game. It'll be great. And my goal was I was going to go over to Derby Lane afterwards, play some poker, and then, like, you know, drink some waters, and, you know, not that I was drunk, but just to make sure that I could drive home, and I definitely was fine. Mm-hmm. And it's like right around the corner. Halftime, they say, we're doing last call. Pardon? And I go, I called earlier, and you said that you were going to be open for the Bucks game. Yeah, well, if it's costing payroll, we have to close. Huh? Okay, so the customer doesn't matter is what you're saying. Like, this is crazy.
Well, I mean, look, I get the situation that these restaurants are in because of COVID.
Okay. And,
but let us know. Be like, don't yes, lie. We are going to be open, but potentially we right. may close. Okay, well, I'm going, and I know they don't want to necessarily say that because then it's going to say, okay, well, I'll go somewhere that's open that I know is going
to
be open.
Yeah, so take my money and lie to me.
You know, I got to race home. I was close. You know, you had to go. You missed probably the whole third quarter.
I missed the entire third quarter. When I got home, fourth quarter was just starting. And I spent $75 in that place.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like I could have stayed home and watched the entire game. And, yeah, look, like you said, if you're going to close at halftime because what's going on with COVID and whatnot, just don't lie to me. Don't have me drive 40 minutes each way so I have to drive. I mean, that really – really pissed me off. God damn it.
Yeah, that's kind of inexcusable.
And the thing that made me mad, too, was I tagged them in a tweet, and I hardly ever do that.
Yeah.
You know, like a Karen type of thing. But I was so pissed. I tagged them in a tweet, and I go, yeah, at Hooters, your employee told me you're going to be open for the game, and I got sent walking at halftime, and now I'm driving 40 minutes home missing the game. Thanks, guys. And I would have thought somebody would have saw that works for their PR, works for whoever handles their Twitter, and at least DM me and apologize. I'm not asking for a gift certificate, which would be nice, but I'm asking for that really sucks. Sorry, it was a, you know, miscommunication there, blah, blah, blah. I got nothing, you know, and I think any customer that had that done to them should get a DM from, and I think most places would. But the fact that, you know, not to sound like I'm, you know, holier than thou or I'm better than somebody, but I do have a blue check next to my name, which usually alerts people a lot quicker. When you see a verified account bitching about being mistreated, you would think they would at least see that. But like I said, it doesn't. I think anybody with somebody with two followers should have got a DM and apology for what happened. It just sucked. And I just feel like I don't matter. And I'm not going to spend any more money. I'm just not going to do it. I'm just not. I would rather go somewhere else that appreciates it.
Yeah. I mean, I don't blame you, but like I said, counter, I know that these businesses, especially restaurants and bars, are having a tough time with all the COVID stuff, but at least be upfront about it. That you have an obligation to at least say, unfortunately, you know, just so you know, because, yeah, you're going to lose business that way, but you just can't. You can't have it both ways in that situation.
We're all having tough times.
People, that was the biggest regular season game of the year. Everybody was looking forward to that game. Yes. I was looking forward to it. I know you were looking forward to it all
week. Yeah.
And I was still bummed that I missed, you know, 5 minutes of that third quarter. You know, I didn't miss much. It wasn't a riveting game.
If they would have told us ahead of time, like in the first quarter, hey, we're closing at halftime, I could have gotten my car at halftime.
I don't think they knew.
Yeah.
Though. You know what I mean?
Well, that's bad management.
They have some sort of measurements that they've figured this out.
Sure.
This is what business they need to do to stay open. And then when they get under that, they close. But you have an obligation to be upfront to your customers.
Let me know.
About that, at the very least.
Yeah, I'm understanding. Just let me know, you know, and then when
we would have went somewhere else. We would have went to FERC.
Well, then that, but you have to know if they would have been upfront.